Players, said the arbiter, you must vacate.
Hold on. This should cover it, a voice said from behind me.
Pasquale sucked in a sharp breath. When I turned, I saw why. The speaker was a boy about my own age, wearing a pristine white uniform. A boy with ears that still stuck out the way I remembered, even though the rest of him had grown tall and gangly in the last 2 years. Renzo. Suddenly, I was back in the gardens of Palazzo Brascia, racing between the rose bushes, whooping with glee. I was curled in bed, sniffly with a cold and miserably bored, looking up to find a grinning boy sneaking in my window with a satchel crammed full of cherry cakes. I was a frightened little girl trying to find her home in a palazzo so large it seemed it might swallow her, until a smiling boy came up and asked if she wanted to play Slippery Dippery. That boy's eyes were on me now, brown and wide and hopeful. He held something out between us. I stared at it. It was a 50-sinya piece. What's this? I asked coldly.
Just take it, Pia, he said,
with a thread of entreaty in his voice. I want to help. My own name hit me like a blow, cracking me open.
I've had enough of your help, I snapped, and I don't need your handouts.
Actually, you do, muttered Serafina, but I ignored her. Only little kids accept gifts of Senya. I was a full player now. I could earn what I needed fair and square, right here, right now. I brandished my 50 Senya piece. I challenge you, Renzo Brascia, Slaptrap. 50 Senya, do you consent?
Hold on, said Pasquale nervously. If he wins, you'll lose your 50 Senya.
He turned to Vittoria.
Tori, tell her.
Vittoria set her fists on her hips, offering me one of her scimitar grins.
You got this, Pia.
Her smile gave me courage.
I could do this. I'd beaten Renzo at Slaptrap 100 times, and today my hands were burning, jittery with the last 2 years of simmering fury. I wasn't just playing for fun. I was playing to win.
Fine, said Renzo, tossing his coin into the air. His odd, wistful expression had sharpened. I consent. Standing in front of him, I held out my hands, left palm up, right palm down. He mirrored me, our hands hovering a finger breadth apart. I stared at him, trying not to blink. He always pinched his lips right before he moved. I just had to watch for it and... There! I snatched back my right hand, leaving Renzo slapping the empty air. Before he could recover, I made my move, neatly smacking the back of his own right hand. Ha! Renzo narrowed his eyes at me. We both returned our hands to the starting position. I kept my gaze fixed on his face, waiting to make my move. But Renzo had decided this was a good time for a conversation.
Why didn't you come see me? He asked.
He actually looked hurt, his gaze accusing me. Utterly ridiculous. What did he expect?
Come see you? I scoffed. After you ruined my life?
Your grandfather made a mistake, Pia.
What else could I do? Just ignore it?
It was time for him to retire, and you know it. It was the best thing for everyone. I told you all that in my letter. I gaped at him.
Letter? What letter?
Crack. I hissed as Renzo's slap landed square on the back of my right hand.
Pox, he tricked me.
I blinked, feeling a sting in my eyes, even though the slap hadn't been sharp enough for pain. Everyone was watching. If I failed, the Sea Foxes were out. They couldn't compete without a full team. But Slaptrap was always played for the best 2 of 3. Renzo and I had each scored a point. Whichever of us got the next slap would win. I had to be clever. I couldn't rely on Renzo's tell. Taking a bracing breath, I stuck out my hands. I let the world spin around me, holding my focus. Muffled voices, the cries of gulls high above. Renzo's brown eyes staring back at me, the quiver of the air between our palms. "I never got any letter," I said. Renzo's eyes went wide, just the way I'd hoped they would. Crack! My slap landed soundly across the back of his hand. Pia Paro wins! The other sea foxes cheered. I grinned, holding out my hands to catch my winnings. "The sea foxes have fulfilled all requirements," said the arbiter, nodding to us. "The trial will begin shortly." The construct shimmered, then vanished. But Renzo remained,